This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, here we go, kicking off hour number two of Gwen and Chris. Happy to be with you on a Tuesday afternoon. 3:01 is the time. We are rolling towards 6 o'clock tonight. Padre game, half hour later on the start time. So Sammy Levitt's pregame show gets underway at 6:05. Padres and Cubs at 7:05 tonight. No Joe will be on the hill tonight. For the Friars, Ben Brown, young right-hander, who Tony Gwynn Jr. is furiously doing research on, will be the starting pitcher tonight for the Chicago Cubs. I want to remind everybody, this hour brought to you by SafeLight. Got a cracked windshield? Go to SafeLight.com now. Schedule your free mobile service. Let SafeLight come to you. That's SafeLight.com. Conditions may apply.
SafeLight Repair. SafeLight Repair.
Yes. They got extra bang for their buck on this one.
Boy, they did. And I know it's funny.
As I've started to kind of watch some of the curbs now that the season's over.
Yes, Curb Your Enthusiasm ended.
I think the first episode of this season there was a kind of a jingle that we all know. I can't remember what it is, and she comes in singing it at the very beginning of the episode.
Yes, and it was annoying Larry. Yeah, the final Curb Your Enthusiasm episode was this past Sunday night.
Yes,
it was Cars for Kids. Is that the one?
Yeah.
One of those. K-A-R-S.
Everything annoys Larry. That's the cloth from which I'm built. Mm. We have a couple of tickets to give away also. Not right now.
Chris knows.
Put the phone down. Put the phone down. But we're going to give you a couple of tickets to the Padre-Cub game tomorrow. First 40,000 fans tomorrow are going to get a Manny Machado bobblehead. You can get your tickets at Padres.com/tickets or stay tuned to the program. You can win a pair right here on Gwen and Chris.
And this is not Scrabinator night tickets, just for anyone who's going to show up. And right. I just want to make that clear.
Yes, the Scrabinator tickets are all accounted for, but yeah, we do have a couple of tickets left to go to the ball game tomorrow. So stay tuned for your chance to win. Best of luck on that, and we'll let you know how you can win in just a little bit. Scraby has his hand up, either that or he's giving me a...
No. A Brandon salute. On the chat salutes. Brandon on the chat has a great idea for the countdown. Ideas, commercial melodies like the Safe Light or
for an upcoming countdown.
We are farmers, something like
dun,
that.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah.
It's quite amazing how those things stick in your head. It is quite amazing.
Oh, here comes Jorge. 877 cash now. JG Wentworth.
JG Wentworth. 877 cash now.
That's the one she was singing.
That's the one. It wasn't Cars for Kids.
No, she was singing that one. Almost sure.
That's a good idea, Brandon. That's a good idea.
Put that in your bank of knowledge, Scraby. There was one move made by the Padres today. Roster move. Somebody was sent down and somebody was activated. I would ask you guys if you cared to guess, but I know you already know. So it's interesting, though. I wouldn't expect this guy to be sent down at this point, but it's not shocking. And at the same time, I understand the move they're making because Brent Sullivan coming up, from what I've been reading, has been raking the ball in the minor leagues, and he gives the Padres a little more maneuverability.
What was the numbers,
Dave? He's a third catcher. Dave Marcus has the update.
17 for 46.
Yes.
Sullivan was down there.
Yeah, so it's he needs to come up, but somebody has to go down, so Graham Pauly gets the bad news. Although, you know, he's a young player. He's got to be so excited that he made this club. He hit his first home run, and I think the future's bright for Graham. I don't think he goes down there and stays down there.
I meant 36. 17 for 36.
17 for 36? That's 500.
Yeah, he's
balling. I didn't mean to shortchange him like
no,
that.
No, you shortchanged him. Yeah, he's hitting 500 pretty much. So, Brett Casey Sullivan. Who did he play for? The Aztecs or somebody? Brett Sullivan comes up and...
Can I ask you, are you saying Brent or Brett?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Honestly, I'm not sure.
Thank you. Just at least you're honest. I believe it's Brett.
All right.
Like, it's Brett.
Yes.
Thank you.
Just want to make sure.
I don't have to make that distinction because I don't broadcast the
games. I think he used both because he wasn't
right.
Sure. He
said I just
Brent,
used them both.
Brent.
And I figured that you would hear what you wanted to hear out there.
I'm just trying to save you, Chris, before we get 10,000 messages.
Oh, I know. We'll get them for sure. Padres got 7 runs in the 6th inning last night.
Did you guys say who went down?
Yes, I did.
Graham Pauly.
Where was I?
I don't know.
He said Pauly. He just didn't say his first name.
Oh, gotcha.
He said
Pauly.
Yeah,
right.
Pauly's going down. Padres 7-run 6th inning last year. 7th time that they have scored 4 or more runs in an inning this season. So that happened in their 12th game? 13th game. Last year, it took them 76 games for that to happen.
Yes.
So,
wow.
Little sign that things are a little different this year. They're putting the crooked numbers up there, and I think they lead baseball in that category in terms of 4-run innings. They just got to get some more innings, you know, but it's all still a nice work in progress. I didn't ask Sammy this. Do you think, Tony, as it sits right now, the euphoria of last night, do you think, I don't know, by the end of May, the Padres will add to this roster? I mean, like signing a free agent, is that too difficult of a question to ask?
It's not a difficult question to ask. It's difficult question to answer. I don't know that they will make a move by May.
Okay.
I don't necessarily think there's a real time frame right now. I mean, right now I think it's a fill out process. I think they're still evaluating, I would guess. We're what, 2 weeks, 3 weeks in the season?
That's
two
it.
Weeks?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
but I mean, it also needs to be known that if you are of the mind out there that thinks that they should add, you know, the other teams in baseball don't have to wait for you to make a decision. They can add if they want to. So there's that risk if you wait.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like I said, maybe they don't think they need to wait. They don't need to do this. It's hard to answer. It's hard to. Well, the team they're putting out there right now is getting the job done half the time. So, you know.
I don't know that anybody they sign is going to change that dramatically. Is what I think they're looking at.
That's what they're thinking. Yeah. What are you thinking, Scrabe? I'm always curious to get your thought on this.
You
think they got to add?
It's clear he hadn't had any thoughts about it.
No, I have had thoughts. I have a thing
he's
called
got
the
his own
Scrabe show.
Now.
Oh,
so I have to
keep,
deliver it.
Oh,
No, I don't
want
to keep it.
Keep it for his show, Chris.
No, I think they're not going to add because of they like the nucleus that they have right now. I mean, what are you going to do? Sit Jerks and Profar down and put Tommy Pham there? No, I mean, Tommy Pham's not going to.
I think that they're not going to add because they want to save whatever money they have left to make a necessary addition.
Right.
At the trade deadline. Considering they're going to be, they think they're going to still be in contention, and we all hope that they're going to be in contention. And if you add now, you may not be able to address a need at the trade deadline.
Good point. Kenny says on the chat, it's the million-dollar question in a couple weeks. What do we do with DH when Manny goes back to third base?
We deal with that
in a couple weeks?
That is why I don't think they'll make a move right now is because they don't have to. When we start getting closer to Manny moving to third and us needing a DH, then you start to kind of have that. A little bit before then is when you start to have that. It sounds like end of April is what the kind of soft time frame is.
Yeah.
So, you know, around that time is when the discussion starts to happen.
You know, it's a strange season already when the Pittsburgh Pirate fans are starting to feel their oats so much so that when former Padre David Bednar blew the save today in Pittsburgh's loss to the Tigers, he was booed vociferously by all of a sudden, you know, these Pirate fans who expect, you know, win, win, win. Pirates are now 8-3 after Bednar lost the game today.
Or maybe they know it's coming and they just are holding
just
on.
Just getting
for
it
dear
out of
life.
The way early.
I feel like this is the exact same thing that happened last year.
It is.
Yeah.
Except they got all the way to like close to the All-Star break before they started to kind of do what the Pirates do.
Yeah.
Remember when I was the biggest Drew Maggi fan on the planet last year?
Who?
The guy on the Pirates who was in the minor leagues for like 13 years and finally got to play.
Don't remember.
Oh, poor Drew Maggi.
I don't.
I know you were locked into a baseball season, but these are things I remember. Do you remember, Chris?
I barely. I do remember you talking about this guy. David Bednar, by the way, was one of those guys that the Padres traded to the Pirates.
Yes.
In the Joe Musgrove move. And he's been an all-star for the Pirates. But they booed him today pretty hard at PNC Park after... you know, the Pirates are now 8-2.
If I'm not mistaken, he's from there, too.
They're now 9-3. Sorry?
If I'm not mistaken, he's from that area.
He is. He's from Pittsburgh.
Oh, wow.
So they just drilled him.
Man, what the heck is wrong with them?
Yeah. Well, whatever. I mean, fans are tough.
Tough crowd.
Fans are tough. The other day game today, the Orioles beat the Red Sox 7-1, if you're wondering. We got a Daily Gambit coming up in just a little bit. Remember, the show is a little longer today. We'll be on until 6 o'clock. There was one other baseball note I wanted to share with you guys before. I thought it was kind of...
Angel Hernandez?
Well, we can go there.
Well, I didn't know where you were going.
No, that's fine. That's better than anything else I have. Angel Hernandez is still umping in Major League Baseball, and it doesn't seem like there is even anything resembling a game, Tony, that he gets through without a major controversy.
Angel Hernandez.
I don't know if it's just because it's happened his last two games that he's been involved with something, but you're right, man. Like, and it doesn't seem like the questionable calls are like, it seems like they're getting worse and worse.
Worse and worse. Angel Hernandez is a Twitter user's or ex-user's best friend because he gives content every single game.
He gives the world of X so much fodder. And
is there nothing that can be done? Because we're going to get him eventually at a Padre game somewhere and everybody's going to go crazy.
Trust me, Chris. Dave Marcus complains about not getting Angel Hernandez all the time.
Why?
So I will know. As a matter of fact, I'll know before the show starts when it happens, and I'll be sure to alert you
Dave
guys.
Wait, Dave Marcus wants Angel Hernandez?
What?
I don't honestly know what his obsession is with Angel. He just makes sure every time we pull up to a first game of the series, one of the first things out of his mouth, aside from, hey, one of you has got the interview today at 5:45, the next thing out of his mouth is, no Angel Hernandez. Like he seems to be beside himself.
It's a really weird
Angel
thing.
Angel is not here.
Can you pop him on the mic? Is he around?
He's around.
Okay, we need to talk to him about this
for a second.
We need to talk about this.
I know the drama, the excitement.
You want the added drama.
Okay. Added entertainment value with Angel John.
Yeah, you're right about that, Dave. And I think baseball's missed that. The one thing replay's taken away is the Earl Weaver, Tommy Lasorda, you know, Bobby Cox type of histrionics that used to,
to be fun for us to watch. To be fair, we don't have enough managers with those type of personalities that could, like, really, really make you miss it. These guys nowadays, I think there's a few that would be pretty good. I know Mike would be pretty good. Craig Counsell would be pretty good still.
But the list isn't as long as it used to be.
The list isn't very long, man. You start trying
it
to
used to be
of...
every manager in baseball had a little something-something in their game
to
come out and argue. Lou Piniella was another one. Billy Martin.
Piniella, you do some dirt.
Billy Martin,
get kicked.
Come on. I mean, these guys were legendary.
He might take a base with him. You know, that's what I'm saying. Like, you had those type of...
Lloyd McClendon did take a base with him one time. They had to hold up the game for like a half an hour till somebody could find a base.
He
took it with him.
He walked off the field with the base like,
he did.
Y'all not playing anymore because I'm taking his base
with me. Taking the base with me. Yeah. Baseball managers used to be a little bit more entertaining.
Can you imagine, though, the talk after the game if a baseball manager was stealing bases? It would be everybody, oh, look at this guy. He's just a big baby.
I disagree. I think it was really entertaining.
We all understood.
Because it wasn't like he just took the base. It was a bad call at the base. He was basically.
He was arguing a call,
It's no different than Lou Piniella covering up the home plate. He's like, you don't need to see this because you're already not seeing it, so I'm just going to cover it up even more.
That's really funny. Sean on the chat says we need more Dave Marcus, and we've been working on it.
I talked to Dave last week, and he said he's up for doing a segment again this year.
This is news.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, I don't know. Dave is a little, he doesn't want his star has come, and he seems to kind of like it where it's at. He doesn't really want to. I don't think he wants to keep coming on, man. I just have this feeling. He is tapped out.
Wow. Dave, is that true?
I never said that.
I'm sorry. He said he never said that.
All right. We could do a half season of Get to Know Dave. We don't need to do a weekly.
We could do bi-weekly,
or
if you'd like.
Yeah. Whatever Dave wants. We just want Dave on the show.
He doesn't want to be typecast, ladies and gentlemen. Like, so I think that's probably why we're dealing with. So we'll come up with a different way to get in.
Typecast.
Less is more, Tony. Less is more.
There you go.
You always got to keep the fans wanting.
Thank you, Dave.
Not a bad idea.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take a quick timeout. Tony's got to get ready for the game, but he'll be back with us for several segments, including the Fantabulous Sports Game Show, which is coming up at the bottom of this hour. When Scraby and I return, we'll hit the Daily Gambit after traffic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
322, Crisello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby, a round of Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show is coming up in about 10 minutes. Stick around for that. Scraby, prepare for that.
How am I supposed to prepare? I don't know the topic.
That's right.
I do. Never mind.
You have a feeling?
No, not really a feeling, but I feel like I'm due.
I hope today's the day.
At some point,
I really hope today's the day. It's been a drought for you in the Fantabulous Sports Game Show, for sure. That's coming up. Stick around for it. You can play along. A couple of quick college basketball notes before we get to the Daily Gambit. UConn, this is seems like a non-story. In the final AP poll came out today. And they ranked Duke number one. No, of course they didn't. UConn's number one.
Yes.
Right? Aztecs finished 17th in the nation. Not bad.
That's not bad at all.
Not a bad season coming off of a national championship appearance and losing half that team.
No, and not so bad that they finished ranked, because they were fighting against the rankers all year long.
In and out of the rankings all year. They finished 17th in the nation. One other college basketball note that you will love, Scrabe, although I don't think it's going to have any effect. Your guy, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, otherwise known as Milk Chamberlain, otherwise known as Larry Nerd.
You can't do that anymore, though.
Huh?
You can't call him that anymore.
Why not? Because he's leaving Indiana State. Yeah, he can't be Larry Nerd anymore. He can be the other two, though. Robbie Avila, Indiana State. Into the transfer portal he goes. So, I don't know. Are you going to put a call into Brian Dutcher and beg him?
I'll say one thing, Avila. Yes.
Wouldn't that be something if he came here? Avila can play. I mean, watching him the two games I watched him in that NIT, he's a brilliant passer for a big guy. And he can shoot.
Yeah, he's a scorer.
I don't know about his defense. That's something
that...
Who
cares about defense these days, Chris?
Well, the Aztecs do.
Oh, okay,
and that's one of the reasons they're so good. UConn's on-campus celebration last night. Mostly peaceful. Thank you, UConn students, for not tearing apart the entire campus last night.
Yeah, that's good.
That is
good. Are they just getting so used to it now that they just night?
Remember we said last week they took down all the light poles
they
and everything
did.
So that people couldn't tear them down themselves. And one final thing, which I found interesting, but not shocking, 14.8 million viewers, the average for last night's UConn-Purdue game.
Wow.
Falling 4 million short of the number who watched South Carolina beat Iowa in the women's final.
Do you think that's a time thing? Sunday is a much better day for this stuff. Monday night doesn't seem like a great night.
I don't know. This thing's been Monday night forever and ever and ever. It's been established. I think this is just impressive for women's basketball. That's all I think. So
I agree.
All right, let's get to the Daily Gambit.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. Now, let's start with the bets that we did last night, and then we'll get into some of Chris's bets. I made a parlay, and it didn't come through. What a shocker, Chris. I had over 24.5 Zach Edey points. That is correct. I think he had over 35, maybe 36.
37.
Yeah. Braden Smith needed over 6.5 assists. I believe he had 8.
He did.
Zach Edey needed over 12.5 rebounds. I think he only got like 9.
Didn't make it. I think he had 10. You mentioned Braden Smith, the Purdue point guard. He had 8 assists. Those were all the 8 assists that Purdue had.
Really?
Yep, that's it. They didn't get any more.
It is amazing because I don't think I've ever really seen a team shoot as well as Connecticut had all tournament long. It just seemed like everything they shot was going in.
That's because they get a great shot every time down. They run their offense to perfection.
Yes.
They're sublime in how good they are.
Sublime, he says.
Correct.
All right, well, then we did do the Zach Edey point total separately, and we both went over, and we were both correct with 37 points. UConn was a 7-point favorite last night over Purdue. Chris chose UConn, I chose Purdue, and Chris will win this one because they won by 15, 75 to 60.
Yes, your dad comes up short.
He does.
In the Gwen and Chris NCAA pick'em pool. I believe George was the winner this year.
George would be the winner, but here, let me, because Dave is also a Dave, there's a listener in the chat. I don't want to give out your last name, but you were very proud of the fact that you finished 5th in our whole thing.
It's quite
good.
That
is really good. My brother also really, really wants a shout out for finishing 8th in the pool.
I say no.
Okay, no shout out. Shout out has been revoked, Eric.
Shout out has been turned down.
I will also give Brian some credit. He came in 2nd place. He had 151 points. George had 152. Brian listens to the show.
That's
and
really
the station
good.
Quite often.
Good job out there for all of you in the top 7.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, top 7 for sure.
Yes.
It just hit me.
Cutting it off at 7.
No, yeah, anybody outside of 7, you're losers.
That's right.
Especially that number 8 spot. I hope he heard this. I hope he heard this. All right. Next bet was over under 143.5 total points in the game. You went over, I went under, and it was under 135.
Yes, not enough three-pointers were made. That's why the number was under. Purdue only had one three-pointer.
Yes.
UConn shut them down.
Cubs Padres over under 7.5 last night. Chris said over. I thought it was going to be some sort of pitching duel. It was not. They had 17 runs total in the game thanks to that sixth inning and the eighth inning for Fernando. Finally, the Vancouver Canucks were 1.5 goal favorites over the Golden Knights. Chris chose Vegas. I chose the Canucks, and the Canucks did win the game, but not by enough. They only won 4-3.
I was 4-1 yesterday. You were 2-3, so I get off to a good start this week. Here we go for tonight. Start out in the mile high thin air of Denver.
Really?
Arizona Diamondbacks, Colorado Rockies.
Colorado.
Over under 11 runs for this game. If it means anything, last night, Colorado won 7-5. Tonight, Merrill Kelly pitches for Arizona. Former Padre stalwart Cal Quantrill for the Rockies. Do you have the guts to bet under 11 runs at Coors Field?
No,
you don't.
I don't. Do you?
You know, even if you don't get it against the starters, the Colorado bullpen has to come in at some point.
Yeah.
And they're worse than the starters. Yeah. You got to go over. It's unbelievable how bad the Rockies are, but they did win.
They did win.
The whole NL West, by the way, is under 500, except for the Dodgers.
It's not how people envisioned that start.
That's not how
we
envisioned it. We envisioned it the opposite. The NL Central's all over 500, except for the Cardinals. So
interesting.
It's a little bit backwards here.
Is Oliver Marmol going to be fired here?
Doesn't seem like it. Seems like they love him blindly in St. Louis.
It's probably not a good thing to do.
No, he has not been gotten the job. It's a little early to fire him this year, but don't forget, I mean, they had their record was the same as the Nationals last year. Cardinals are not used to that.
Like, the Padres had a terrible season last year, but the Cardinals really had a terrible season last year.
Yeah, Padres at least finished over 500 when it was all said and done. Speaking of the Padres, -1.5 runs tonight over the Cubs. They got to build on that win from last night, don't they? Joe Musgrove, I'll take San Diego and give a run and a half.
What do you know about Brett Brown?
Nothing.
Tony said he was going to give us a scouting report, and then he weaseled out of the scouting report.
He weaseled out because he has to go look it up. Never heard of Ben Brown.
Yeah, I'm going to go over as well. Or I'm going go to go to Padres, sorry.
on to the NBA we go. Lakers are 3 points over Golden State at Los Angeles. I don't know. LeBron James, is he a game time decision every game? I don't know how you ever bet on this stuff. He didn't play on Sunday night, and of course they got, you know, beat up, and then Anthony Davis left the game, and who knows who's playing tonight for the Lakers, but they've played great ball down the stretch. Warriors are pretty much safely in the postseason as well.
Oh man, like a week and a half ago, Draymond getting ejected was like going to kill their shot at getting in the playoffs.
The Warriors won 2 or 3 in a row, and the Rockets lost 2-3 in a row.
So they're firmly in there.
So the Warriors are 5 games ahead with 4 games to play. That tells me they've clinched.
All right, so they don't need to play then.
Both teams have clinched a playoff spot. Lakers are still hoping they're a game and a half out of moving all the way to the 6th spot. And they could avoid the play-in entirely.
Well, then I'm going with the Lakers. They have something to play for.
They do have more to play for, and it makes sense. So I'll take the Lake show. Phoenix -8.5 over the Clippers. Clippers have won 3 in a row, but not a lot of belief in them tonight, especially when Phoenix has to win to try to hold on to that 6th spot in the West.
Quick question.
Yes.
Is there any talk about how much of a failure this Suns team has been with all of the players that they have
acquired?
It's
a little early to do that. I mean, they're, you know, going to be in the playoffs. If they get knocked out in the first round, then it's fair.
What happened to them last year? I don't remember. I'll have to look it up. I mean, look it up.
Some of these seasons run together in my mind. I think they lost to Denver in the semifinal last year of the West.
I'll check it out.
Check it out. I'll take the Phoenix Suns having to win tonight. How about you?
I will too.
We've agreed on all four so far.
Okay, great.
One last one. Luka Doncic. Dallas Mavericks playing in Charlotte against one of the worst teams in the NBA. The Charlotte Hornets have 19 wins. Doncic over under 31.5 points. He is the leading scorer in the National Basketball Association. He averages 34 a game.
What's the highest average for a season ever?
Ever?
Oh, it's got to be Wilt.
50.1.
Yeah, it's
got to be Wilt. That, yeah, that'll probably hold up for a while.
Yeah, I think so.
That'd Can you imagine 50.1 for the season? I mean, a guy gets a 50-point game now, and it's, you know, pretty newsworthy achievement.
You're right about the Suns, though. They beat the Clippers 4-1, and then they lost to the Nuggets in the next round.
Got it.
Yeah.
Well, they did add Bradley Beal. Yeah, but he's been hurt on and off all year.
I just think Kevin Durant's, well, he's been hurt too.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. We'll see if they get healthy enough to make a run. Luka, 31.5.
Oh, yeah.
Better go. We're running out of time.
Over.
Over. I'll just say under because we haven't disagreed on one yet. Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show is coming up when we return. Authentic Mediterranean cuisine, Coronado, La Jolla. Now at the ballpark at Petco Park for dining or takeout options, visit SparrowsCuisine.com. Chris Hello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby, Gwynn and Chris. Time to play Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show.
Hey, all you beautiful people out there. It's time to play one of our favorite games of the week.
All right!
We like to call it...
I'm going to go.
Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show.
And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, welcome to Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show. I am Chris. I'm the host of the show. Before we get started today, shout out to one Mudcat Mark Grant, who when I ran into him last week at Padre Baseball, first thing he asked me last Tuesday night at the ballpark.
Oh, no.
Who won the Fantabulous Sports Game Show today? That was the very first thing he wanted to know.
Oh, even Mark Grant knows I stink at this game.
Yeah, he does now because I told him you lost once again. Anyway, to all of those of you who do follow the Fantabulous Sports Game Show, you know that Scraby normally loses.
Okay.
He is winless since the month of February, but maybe today is the day as he takes on Tony Gwynn Jr. You can participate out there along with the guys and try to think of as many correct answers as you can come up with, and we'll get started here. It's a very simple, straightforward category today. There are 13 correct answers is all.
Ooh.
So it's a pretty limited group here of correct answers. The guys will take turns guessing correct answers. When they get one, they move on. When they miss, they get a strike. First person to 7 correct answers wins, or first person to 3 strikes loses. And you guys ready? Tony Gwynn Jr., ready to roll?
Yes, sir.
All right. Scraby's wearing his Friday the 13th t-shirt.
Yeah. The many faces of Jason.
I don't know that that means anything with 13 correct answers. Maybe there's a connection that will help you somehow,
Scraby.
You
know I believe in these things.
I know. That's why I brought it up. Here is today's category. Pretty simple. Since the year 2000, turn of the century, there have been 13 different winners of the NCAA men's basketball tournament. 13 different teams have won the NCAA tournament. Some have won it more than once, obviously, because we are in 2024. But you need to name the 13 teams that have won an NCAA basketball championship since the year 2000. Scraby, since you are coming off a loss, you get to decide whether you'd rather go first or have Tony Gwynn Jr. go first.
I am going to go first.
You're going to go first?
I actually feel kind of confident about this.
Feel good. All right. Yeah. Well, if you go first and get 7-7, then you would win right there. So it is possible for you to change your luck today, but we'll see.
Thanks.
All right. Hang on. Let me make sure Mark Grant is paying attention. Okay. Go ahead. First answer for you.
Obviously, UConn.
UConn is correct. Do you know how many they've won, by the way? This century?
Four?
They've won five this century. That's unbelievable.
About Tony's knowledge.
04, 11, 14, 23, and 24. And the things that 11, 14, 23, and 24 have in common, Those are the 4 years that the Aztecs made the Sweet 16.
Oh, see, we like when UConn's going deep, at least.
That's right. We have a good year. Unfortunately, they wind up on top in the end. All right, UConn is correct. Tony, your turn as we get started here. One of the 12 remaining NCAA basketball champs this century.
How about the Duke Blue Devils?
Mm-hmm. Duke Blue Devils on the board with three. They won in 2001, 2010, and 2015 for Duke. So it's, boy, it's been 9 long years since Duke has celebrated a championship. I hope they're okay out there. 1-1. Scramby, you are up, my friend.
Virginia.
Going back to 2019. That is, he just gave himself a bell before I even said anything.
Well,
that's how
knew.
Confident he was.
Yeah, he did.
Virginia won it the year after being eliminated by a 16 seed in the first round. Purdue nearly was able to match that feat. But obviously came up short last night. Virginia, do you remember who they beat in overtime of the national championship game in 2019?
I do not.
Texas Tech?
Texas Tech, guns up, Red Raiders. That was a great game. Went into overtime. The only overtime game, by the way, of this century in the national championship. I beg your pardon. There's been two. Sorry. There's one other. Anyway, Scraby's up 2-1. Tony, you're up. Who do you got?
I believe Baylor got one in there.
Baylor got one in there as well. Yeah, 2021. That was the one that nobody was allowed to attend the games. Ah. It was after COVID, 2021. Right. Baylor won the championship, I believe, in Indianapolis.
Gonzaga?
Gonzaga was their opponent. The Gonzaga was going for an undefeated season. And Baylor just whooped them in the final game. But I think the whole tournament was played in Indianapolis that year. Because of the COVID.
Oh, the COVID.
Yeah, my goodness. All right, we are 2-2, and I think this is going to get a little difficult. There's some pretty good ones on here, but so far so good. 9 correct answers remaining, Scrape.
I'm going to go with Villanova.
Villanova, Jay Wright's team. Saw plenty of Jay Wright last night on the telecast. 2016 and in 2018. Villanova won in between. They did not get a back-to-back, but they prevailed in 16 and 18. So two championships for Villanova during the 21st century. Scraby takes a 3-2 lead. You guys are rolling through this category so far. Tony Gwynn Jr., you're up with 8 answers remaining.
In honor of his departure, how about Kentucky?
Kentucky.
John Calipari.
Your boy John Calipari.
On his way to Arkansas.
Kentucky.
Kentucky took the title in 2012.
That's it?
And, yeah, that's their only one this century.
Wow.
They won quite a few under Rick Pitino in the late 1990s. They actually won 2. But, yeah, Kentucky is the correct answer. We're tied at 3, and there's 7 correct answers remaining. No strikes on the board. You guys are just having your way with this category to this point.
Well,
Mr. Scraby.
I'm going to pull one out of the hat.
You may.
Carmelo Anthony, Syracuse Orange.
Carmelo. Carmelo's greatest moment.
Here I graduated high school. I'll never forget it. For
2003,
some reason.
Carmelo and the Syracuse Orange men. They were the Orange men then.
Oh, really?
Yeah, now they're just the Orange. Took the title, and that was Jim Boeheim's big moment. As it turned out, it was the last bit of postseason success ever for Carmelo Anthony, EBA. I'm sorry, but I always like to get that dig in on him. Sorry, Carmelo fans. I know, totally unnecessary. He's a Hall of Fame player, but he never had much luck in the postseason. All right, Syracuse gives Scraby a lead of 4-3. 6 correct answers. Are you guys going to run this 13 for 13?
I feel like I got a shot.
You think he's going to miss one somewhere along the line?
Oh, I don't know if I have a shot, but...
All right, what do you got, Tony? Tony can't afford to miss one, though, the way you're playing today, Scrape.
Oh.
I'm kind of impressed.
You just said something. I'm trying to remember. Oh, you said... Oh, that's what you said. You said Rick Pitino. That made me think of Louisville.
No! Oh, boy. Sorry, I didn't want to give any hints along the way. Louisville in 2013, the interesting thing there, they lost to Kentucky in the semifinals in 2012, but Pitino came right back in 2013. That is correct.
Was that the game the dude had his leg break?
I'm pretty sure it was.
Yes,
yeah,
it
for
was.
Louisville, the Louisville Cardinals.
With
the title there. So that ties things back up 4-4. There are only five correct answers left. Nobody has a strike yet. It's a very impressive performance. Grabe, you think you can get to the finish line?
Yes.
You got one. Here comes a strike right here.
No, Mario Chalmers, Kansas Jayhawks.
Mario Chalmers, Kansas Jayhawks. Grabe's looking sharp. They won not only that year, but they won a few years ago in 2022.
Oh, was that?
They
that
beat North Carolina a few years ago, and they beat Memphis in that classic overtime game. Thanks to Mario Chalmers, beat out my boy Derrick Rose and Memphis that year.
Remember.
Scraby's got a 6-5 lead. Is that right? No, 5-4. 5-4. Can see the finish line. Can he get there?
I don't know.
Tony Glick Jr. trying to keep the heat on here and tie it back up with four correct answers remaining.
Now it's just hard to remember who's been said. That's the tough part.
Yeah, that could be. That's could come into play here.
All right, what I'm going to do is use one of these I've been holding on to because I can't quite remember if the other one has been said. So I'm going to say Mateen Cleaves and Michigan State in 2000.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
That is cutting it close. That is correct, though.
Wow.
In 2000, Michigan State took the championship. They are the last Big Ten team to win a title. That's a little clue for if you're guessing forward. Big Ten has not won since then. Tony does tie it up 5-5. We're down to three correct answers remaining, and neither of you have a strike yet. You guys have been letter perfect to this point. Scraby.
Give it up, Scrape. Time.
Oh, he's getting a little nervous because I think he feels he has a chance to win today.
I have to say this team, I hope they've won, but North Carolina?
Yeah, North Carolina's okay, won. Good. That is correct.
Yeah, very good, they Scraby. Were said already. That's why I didn't say
Scraby's
it.
Scraby's right. They won in 05, and they won in 09, and they also won in 2017.
I'm excited.
So three for North Carolina. Scraby leads 6-5. There are two correct answers remaining.
I got this one.
Tony needs one to tie, and then Scraby would be on the hook for the win. But first, you got to get the tie.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna get the tie.
You're gonna get the tie. Okay.
I'm gonna use the most obvious one so I can try to trap Mr. Scraby. I'm gonna say the Florida Gators went back.
Yeah, surprised you guys waited that long to use them. That is correct. Florida in 06 and 07. So there we are.
There's no way he's getting this.
We have come as far as we can. Scraby thinks he's looking to me like he knows the answer. I'm just saying he's standing up because he's about ready to celebrate.
I hope I'm right.
Does he know the other team that won an NCAA championship in this century? If he does, he will win Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show today.
Would it have been... Oh, man, I hope this is right. I'm so nervous.
You're so nervous?
Would it have been Gordon Hayward's butler?
Oh, my God.
Is that wrong?
I'm so heartbroken for him.
Is that wrong?
I don't want to say so because I think you're going to throw something at me.
If it's wrong, it's wrong.
It's wrong. Gordon Butler missed the shot. It didn't go in. They almost won it.
I know who they played!
Yes, they played Duke and they played UConn. They lost to both of them in back-to-back years. I am so sorry, Scraby. That is incorrect.
Are you guys impressed with my poll, though?
A little bit.
This was a good game.
A little bit. Oh, it was a good game.
Oh, Tony's already it. He says it's over!
Tony's calling his shot. I feel bad for you, Scraby, because Tony, I mean, I know you're at the stadium. You couldn't see the look on his face. He was so sure of himself that he had this one. And he stood up. He was getting ready to dance.
Please, please
and
don't.
And I feel like I broke his heart.
Please be. Well, I feel like I broke his heart. I guessed it wrong.
All right, Tony, the door is open for the final national championship of this century. Who won it? And if you're right, you win yet again.
I wish I could remember the guard's name. I just remember he played for the Lakers for a little bit, and he went to the University of Maryland.
The Terps.
It was Steve Blake, wasn't it?
Steve
Blake. I even know the guy from Maryland!
Gary Williams led the Terps to the championship in 2002. They beat Kansas in the Final Four. They beat Indiana in the championship. Oh. That was a heartbreaker. I'm a little worn out, and I'm just the host of the show.
Okay, I fought valiantly this time.
That was a great, that was a good one right there.
You guys got them all.
I think it was the first time we got all of them.
13 for 13. You guys blew through it with only one strike.
I'm happy about that because this was definitely an up-in-the-air category for Matt Scrapey, let me tell you.
You were really good.
You were.
Tony knew Maryland, though, because of a Steve Blake memory.
Steve Blake. You also got Michigan State and Mateen Cleaves.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
You came up with the other big poll, which I thought was Syracuse. I didn't think that was obvious. Well done. Tony Gwynn Jr. wins the Fantabulous Sports Game Show in a thriller today. Tony, when you're at the ballpark, go tell Mark Grant so that he makes sure he's got a result on this.
I'll make sure I let him know.
Please let him know. We'll come back. More Gwynn and Chris. I believe Chris versus the fans.
Yes.
I believe. It's always Chris versus the fans. It's next at 833-288-0973.
You beautiful people out there, it's time to play one of our favorite games of the week.
All right!
We like to call it...
Ooh, I'm gonna go...
Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show! And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
And welcome to Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show. I am Chris. I'm the host of the show. Before we get started today, shout out to one Mudcat Mark Grant, who, when I ran into him last week at Padre Baseball, first thing he asked me last Tuesday night at the ballpark.
Oh, no.
Who won the Fantabulous Sports Game Show today? That was the very first thing he wanted to know.
Oh, even Mark Grant knows I stink at this game.
Yeah, he does now because I told him you lost once again. To all of those of you who do follow the Fantabulous Sports Game Show, you know that Scraby normally loses.
Okay.
He is winless since the month of February, but maybe today is the day as he takes on Tony Gwynn Jr. You can participate out there along with the guys and try to think of as many correct answers as you can come up with, and we'll get started here. It's a very simple, straightforward category today. There are 13 correct answers is all.
Ooh.
So it's a pretty limited group here of correct answers. The guys will take turns guessing correct answers. When they get one, they move on. When they miss, they get a strike. First person to 7 correct answers wins, or first person to 3 strikes loses. And you guys ready? Tony Gwynn Jr., ready to roll?
Yes, sir.
All right. Scraby's wearing his Friday the 13th T-shirt. Yeah.
The many faces of Jason.
I don't know that that means anything with 13 correct answers. Maybe there's a connection that will help you somehow,
Scraby. You
know
I believe in these things.
I know. That's why I brought it up. Here is today's category. Pretty simple. Since the year 2000, turn of the century, there have been 13 different winners of the NCAA men's basketball tournament. 13 different teams have won the NCAA tournament. Some have won it more than once, obviously, because we are in 2024. But you need to name the 13 teams that have won an NCAA basketball championship since the year 2000. Scraby, since you are coming off a loss, you get to decide whether you'd rather go first or have Tony Gwynn Jr. go first.
I am going to go first.
You're going to go first?
I actually feel kind of confident about this.
Feel good. All right. Yeah. Well, if you go first and get 7 for 7, then you would win right there. So it is possible for you to change your luck today, but we'll see.
Thanks.
All right. Hang on. Let me make sure Mark Grant is paying attention. Okay. Go ahead. First answer for you.
Obviously, UConn.
UConn is correct. Do you know how many they've won, by the way? This century?
Four?
They've won 5 this century. That's unbelievable.
About Tony's knowledge.
04, 11, 14, 23, and 24. And the things that 11, 14, 23, and 24 have in common, those are the 4 years that the Aztecs made the Sweet 16.
Oh, see, we like when UConn's going deep, at least.
That's right. We have a good year. Unfortunately, they wind up on top in the end. All right, UConn is correct. Tony, your turn as we get started here. One of the 12 remaining NCAA basketball champs this century.
How about the Duke Blue Devils? Mm-hmm.
Duke Blue Devils on the board with 3. They won in 2010, and 2015 for Duke. So it's, boy, it's been 9 long years since Duke has celebrated a championship. I hope they're okay out there. 1-1. Scrabby, you are up, my friend.
Virginia.
Going back to 2019. That is, he just gave himself a bell before I even said anything.
Well,
that's how
knew.
Confident he was.
Yeah, he did.
Virginia won it the year after being eliminated by a 16 seed in the first round. Purdue nearly was able to match that feat, but obviously came up short last night. Virginia, do you remember who they beat in overtime of the national championship game in 2019?
I do not.
Texas Tech?
Texas Tech, guns up, Red Raiders. That was a great game. Went into overtime. The only overtime game, by the way, of this century in the national championship. I beg your pardon. There's been two. Sorry. There's one other. Anyway, Scravy's up 2-1. Tony, you're up. Who do you got?
I believe Baylor got one in there.
Baylor got one in there as well. Yeah, 2021. That was the one that nobody was allowed to attend the games. It was after COVID, 2021.
Right.
Baylor won the championship, I believe, in Indianapolis.
Gonzaga?
Gonzaga was their opponent. The Gonzaga was going for an undefeated season. And Baylor just whooped them in the final game. But I think the whole tournament was played in Indianapolis that year. Because of the COVID.
Oh, the COVID.
Yeah, my goodness. All right, we are 2-2, and I think this is going to get a little difficult. There's some pretty good ones on here, but so far so good. 9 correct answers remaining, Scrape.
I'm going to go with Villanova.
Villanova, Jay Wright's team. Saw plenty of Jay Wright last night on the telecast. 2016 and in 2018, Villanova won in between. They did not get a back-to-back, but they prevailed in 16 and 18. So two championships for Villanova during the 21st century. Scrabby takes a 3-2 lead. You guys are rolling through this category so far. Tony Gwynn Jr., you're up with 8 answers remaining.
In honor of his departure, how about Kentucky?
Kentucky.
John Calipari.
Your boy John Calipari.
On his way to Arkansas.
Kentucky.
Kentucky took the title in 2012.
That's it?
And, yeah, that's their only one this century.
Wow.
They won quite a few under Rick Pitino in the late 1990s. They actually won 2. But, yeah, Kentucky is the correct answer. We're tied at 3. And there's 7 correct answers remaining. No strikes on the board. You guys are just having your way with this category to this point.
Well,
Mr. Scrabby.
I'm going to pull one out of the hat.
You may.
Carmelo Anthony, Syracuse Orange.
Carmelo. Carmelo's greatest moment.
The year I graduated high school. I'll never forget it. For
2003,
some
Carmelo and the Syracuse Orange men. They were the Orange men then.
Oh, really?
Yeah, now they're just the Orange. Took the title, and that was Jim Boeheim's big moment. As it turned out, it was the last bit of postseason success ever for Carmelo Anthony, UVA. I'm sorry, but I always like to get that dig in on him.
So
sorry, Carmelo fans. I know, totally unnecessary. He's a Hall of Fame player, but he never had much luck in the postseason. All right, Syracuse gives Scrabby a lead of 4-3. 6 correct answers. Are you guys going to run this 13-for-13?
I feel like I got a shot.
You think he's going to miss one somewhere along the line?
I don't know if I have a shot, but
all right. What do you got, Tony? Tony can't afford to miss one though. The way you're playing today, Scrape.
Oh,
I'm kind of impressed.
You just said something. I'm trying to remember. Oh, you said. Oh, that's what you said. You said Rick Pitino. That made me think.
No,
of Louisville.
No! Oh boy, sorry. I didn't want to give any hints along the way. Louisville in 2013, the interesting thing there, they lost to Kentucky in the semifinals in 2012, but Pitino came right back in 2013. That is correct.
Is that the game the dude had his leg break?
I'm pretty sure it was.
Yes,
yeah,
it
for
was.
Louisville, the Louisville Cardinals. With the title there. So that ties things back up, 4-4. There are only 5 correct answers left. Nobody has a strike yet. This is a very impressive performance. Scrabby, you think you can get to the finish line?
Yes.
You got one. Here comes a strike right here.
No, Mario Chalmers, Kansas Jayhawks.
Mario Chalmers, Kansas Jayhawks. Scrabby's looking sharp. They won not only that year, but they won a few years ago in 2022.
Oh, was that?
They beat North Carolina a few years ago, and they beat Memphis in that classic overtime game, thanks to Mario Chalmers, beat out my boy Derrick Rose in Memphis that year.
Remember.
Scraby's got a 6-5 lead. Is that right? No, 5-4. 5-4. Can see the finish line. Can he get there?
I don't know.
Tony Glick Jr. trying to keep the heat on here and tie it back up with 4 correct answers remaining.
Now it's just hard to remember who's been said. That's the tough part.
That could come into play here.
All right, what I'm going to use one of these I've been holding on to because I can't quite remember if the other one has been said. So I'm going to say Mateen Cleaves in Michigan State in 2000.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
That is cutting it close. That is correct, though.
Wow.
In 2000, Michigan State took the championship. They are the last Big Ten team to win a title. That's a little clue for if you're guessing forward. Big Ten has not won since then. Tony does tie it up 5-5. We're down to 3 correct answers remaining, and neither of you have a strike yet. You guys have been letter perfect to this point. Scraby.
Give it up, Scrape. Time.
Oh, he's getting a little nervous because I think he feels he has a chance to win today.
I have to say this team, I hope they've won, but North Carolina?
Yeah, North Carolina's won. Good. That is correct.
Yeah, very good, they Scraby. Were said already. That's why I didn't say
Scraby's
it.
Scraby's right. They won in 05, and they won in 09, and they also won in 2017.
I'm excited.
So 3 for North Carolina. Scraby leads 6-5. There are 2 correct answers remaining.
I got this one.
Tony needs one to tie, and then Scraby would be on the hook for the win. But first, you got to get the tie.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna get the tie.
You're gonna get the tie, okay?
I'm gonna use the most obvious one so I can try to trap Mr. Scraby. I'm gonna say the Florida Gators went back.
Yeah, surprised you guys waited that long to use them. That is correct. Florida 06 and 07. So there we are.
There's no way he's getting this one.
We have come as far as we can. Scraby thinks he's looking to me like he knows the answer. I'm just saying he's standing up because he's about ready to celebrate.
I hope I'm right.
Does he know the other team that won an NCAA championship in this century? If he does, he will win Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show today.
Would it have been... Oh, man, I hope this is right. I'm so nervous.
You're so nervous?
Would it have been Gordon Hayward's Butler?
Oh, my God.
Is that wrong?
I'm so heartbroken for him.
Is that wrong?
I don't want to say so because I think you're going to throw something at me.
If it's wrong, it's wrong.
It's wrong. Gordon Butler's Butler missed the shot. It didn't go in. They almost won it.
I know who they played.
Yeah, they played Duke and they played UConn. They lost to both of them in back-to-back years. I am so sorry, Scraby. That is incorrect.
Are you guys impressed with my poll, though?
A little bit.
This was a good game.
A little bit. Oh, it was a good game.
Tony's already he says it's over.
Tony's calling his shot. I feel bad for you, Scraby, because Tony, I mean, I know you're at the stadium. You couldn't see the look on his face. He was so sure of himself that he had this one. And he stood up. He was getting ready to dance.
Please don't.
And I feel like I broke his heart.
Please be. Well, I feel like I broke his heart. I guessed it wrong.
All right, Tony, you the door is open for the final national championship of this century. Who won it? And if you're right, you win yet again.
I wish I could remember the guard's name. I just remember he played for the Lakers for a little bit, and he went to the University of Maryland.
The Terps.
It was Steve Blake, wasn't it?
Steve
Blake. I even know the guy from Maryland!
Gary Williams led the Terps to the championship in 2002. They beat Kansas in the Final Four. They beat Indiana in the championship. Ugh. That was a heartbreaker. I'm a little worn out, and I'm just the host of the show.
Okay, I fought valiantly this time.
That was a good one right there.
You guys got them all.
We got all of them.
13 Maybe. For 13. You guys blew through it with only one strike.
I'm happy about that because this was definitely an up-in-the-air category for Matt Scraby, let me tell you.
You were really good.
You were.
Tony knew Maryland, though, because of a Steve Blake memory.
Steve Blake. You also got Michigan State and Mateen Cleaves.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
You came up with the other big poll, which I thought was Syracuse. I didn't think that was obvious. Well done. Tony Gwynn Jr. wins the Fantabulous Sports Game Show in a thriller today. Tony, when you're at the ballpark, go tell Mark Grant so that he makes sure he's got a result on this.
I'll make sure I let him know.
Please let him know. We'll come back. More Gwynn and Chris. I believe Chris versus the fans.
Yes.
I believe. It's always Chris versus the fans. It's next at 833-288-0973.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.